那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达。
Let us join our hands in gratitude as we reflect on the words of Master Tzumin expressed in the writings of Shinran Shoni.
Jimin no kotoba o Shinran Shonin ga Kyōgyō Shinshō ni inyō shita bun o chōdai itashimasu node gassho o shimashō.
Considering then this human existence, hard is it to obtain. It is like the blossoming of the Udambara. Truly, we have come now to hear the Pure Land teaching, so rare to encounter. Truly, we have encountered the opening of the Dharma gate of the Nembutsu.
Ima hito toshite umareta koto o kangaeru to sore wa jitsu ni egatai koto de aru. Kono koto wa tatoeba udon ge ga hajimete saku you na mono de aru. Ima masani kikigatai jodo no shie o kiku en ni ao koto ga dekita. 今まさに念仏の教えが解き開ける時に会うことができたと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
皆さんおはようございます。Did anybody have a hard time getting up this morning? と起きるのは今日辛かったですね。So today is our start of daylight savings time, and is that right, or is it the end of daylight savings time? Start of daylight savings time. So it's wonderful to see you all here today, and thank you for getting up an hour earlier. そして、まあ、今日はちょっと早めに起きる感じだったと思いますけど、皆さん、まあ、ここに集まっていただいている本当に嬉しいことでございます。So today we're continuing our discussion of the ten great disciples of Shakyamuni Buddha. These were 10 of his disciples who were distinguished for having developed a kind of special trait or special skill. 今日は Shakyamuni Buddha の10の大弟子のことについてお話ししますけど、10人が特別な能力、また特別なことができたという弟子でしたね。So today we are talking about the disciple Mahakashyapa. And Mahakashyapa was the master of discipline. で今日はマカカシャパという弟子の話をしますけど、マハカシャパというのは、その、スッダという、そういう自分の心のありさまが素晴らしいことでありました。そして行いも見事な行いをしていました。 And particularly the disciple Mahakashyapa was known for having few desires and knowing how to be satisfied with what he had. そしてマハカシャパは性欲知足ということ、欲望が少ない、そして満足をよくしているという方ですね。As master of discipline, he was able to gratefully accept whatever was given, whatever food or clothing he received, and always thinking, this is sufficient, this is enough for me. He always thought, this is enough for me. そしてマハカシャパが何でもいただくときには必ずこれが十分である、これは私に足りているものでございます。 So Mahakashyapa was chosen after Shakyamuni Buddha passed away Among all of the Buddha's disciples, he was the one who was chosen to lead the Sangha following the death or following the passing of Shakyamuni Buddha into Parinirvana. Shakyamuni Nyorai ga Dai Nehan ni haitta, nyumetsu shita, nakunareta ato ni Mahakashyapa wa sono butsu deshi no naka ni erabarete sentan ni tatte Sangha no leader to narimashita. So there's a very powerful story about the events that led up to his being chosen as the leader of the Sangha. そしてマハカシャパがその仏様の仲間のリーダーとなる話がとっても面白いお話があります。So it's said that he was traveling at the time he was separate from the Buddha. So he had gone on a journey with a group of other Buddha disciples and they were traveling and they weren't in the company of the Buddha when he passed away. そして釈迦様が往生した入滅した時にマハカシャパは別のところに旅に出てた一つの仲間として旅を出てた仏弟子の仲間と旅を出てたということです。And as they were traveling down the road, heading back in the direction of where they were expecting to find Shakyamuni Buddha, they encountered a man holding a very rare flower as he was walking down the road. そして道通りに釈迦様が、いるはずだったところに帰ろうとした時に本当に珍しい花を持ってる方に道上に出会ったことがありました。So this was a very rare flower that was said to not bloom in this world. So it was a kind of special, extremely rare, almost otherworldly flower. そしてこの世界にめったに開けないとっても珍しい花を持ってたんです。And Mahakashyapa noticed immediately that this man was carrying a very rare and precious flower. そして、マハカシャパがこの方に道通りに出会った時には、これは珍しい花を持ってるなと思っていました。And he said, "Where did you get this very rare flower?" そして、この珍しい花はどこでもらったでしょうかと聞きますと。And this traveler told him that about a week ago, Shakyamuni Buddha had passed from this world, had passed away, and that at that time, these rare and wonderful flowers had blossomed at that site, and that he was returning from that site where he had received this wonderful flower. そして、ほぼ一週間前、釈迦牟尼如来が亡くなったと教えてたら、で、その亡くなった時、この珍しい花が咲いて、私はそのところに行って、その花をもらって、今、あっちから歩いています、と言いました。And so, this was an assembly of the Buddha's disciples that was traveling with Mahakashyapa, and they all became very distraught. They all burst out crying, many of them became very distraught. They were crying, they were wailing, because those who had not yet attained enlightenment were worried about how were we going to become enlightened without Shakyamuni Buddha in this world to guide us. そしてその仏弟子の中にまだ悟りを開いていなかった方々はとっても心配して大叫び、大泣きをしていました。とっても心配していました。私たちは釈尊がなかったら、いなかったらどういうふうに悟りを開けるとしようととっても心配していました。However, among these disciples, there was one man who was not concerned.でもしかし一人があまり心配していなかった方がいました。And this man said, "This isn't so bad. Look on the bright side." そして一人は、いやこれはそんなに悪くない。いいところもあるよと言いました。Now that old Shakyamuni's gone, we don't have to listen to all of his rules. We don't have to listen to his lectures all day. We can be free to do as we please. そして Shakyamuni 仏が亡くなったから、そのいろいろな話は聞かなくていいし、いろいろな釈牟尼仏が作ったルールを守らなくていいから、もっと自由に暮らしましょう。They said, this is a time for us to be free and to enjoy our freedom. そして私たちが自由になったから喜びましょうということを言いました。 And at the time, Mahakashyapa didn't say anything, but he realized that there was a great danger that had arisen in the Buddhist community. その時はマハカシェパは何も言わなかったんですけど、一つのとっても危険、とっても危ないところが現れたと分かっていました。
And so this was not the first person who made these sort of comments, and wasn't the last one either, following the passing of the Buddha.
シャキムニ仏が亡くなった何人かがこういうふうに言うことになりました。
So at that time, although the Buddha had said,When I'm gone, look to the truth of my teachings as your guide. He said, you don't need to look to any leaders, any specific people to find the truth. Look to the truth of what I've taught you and look within your own hearts. So he hadn't said, this person should be my successor. He hadn't chosen someone to lead after he was gone.
で、シャキムニ仏は亡くなった前にすぐ前に私が説かれた真実を自分の心の中によく見てそれが真実であるからそれがあなたの、まあ、師匠として捉えてくださいだからその後の一つの弟子を選んでこの人は先端に立つとかそういう人はシャケムニ仏自身が選べなかったです
But after he was goneMany of the other disciples realized we need a leader, and so they chose Mahakashyapa because he had great and deep understanding of the Buddha's teaching, and he showed that through his way of living.
そして、マハカシャパが選ばれたのは、仏様の教えをよくよく理解して、その人生の中に表したことがありました。
So because he was the master, he was considered the master of discipline,That meant that his actions reflected the understanding of the Buddha's teachings. He had deeply understood what the Buddha taught, and his understanding could be seen by everyone in his way of acting, his way of behaving.
で、マハカシャパがよく仏様の教えを理解して、で、その理解が自分の行い、自分がやることに表していました。
So this is the true meaning of discipline in the Buddhist teachings.
これは仏教の、まあ、正しい行いの原因となります。
So it's not to read some rules or follow what someone else told you, but rather it's to understand the truth for yourself, but to understand what is true in a way that you also show it through the things that you do and the things that you say.
そしてこの仏教の真実を理解したときに自分の生き方とか言い方が自然に変えることがありました。
So I used to think that Buddhist discipline was about practicing willpower and self-control.
私は前は仏教の行というのは自分の頭の中にものを理解してそれを行いとして現れることだと思っていました。
I thought that I would read the teachings of the Buddha, they would tell me what to do, and I could put those into practice. I could, you know, even if something, if it just made sense to me intellectually, I could just do that. I could just carry it out and put it into practice through the power of my will.
で、私は前は仏様の教えを勉強したら、その教え通りに、まあ、その頭で分かったことは体で動かすことができます。
So I've tried this with many different times in my life, thinking that if I understand something logically, I can force my body to go along with it through willpower.
で、私は人生の中に何回もこういうふうにものを頭の中に理解して、体はそのふうに動かすことができると。いうことがあったと思いました。
I particularly tried this with regard to diet and exercise.
これは、まあ、食生活と運動にこういうふうにしようと思ってました。
I would think, I should eat healthier food.
もっと健康的に食べた方がいいと思いました。
Or, I should get more exercise.
まあ、もっと運動した方がいいでしょうと思っていました。
And I would try to carry this out through just the willpower. I had this idea, this is the way I should eat, and I'll just eat this diet of food that I think is healthy. Or I should exercise. So I'd say, okay, every week I'm gonna ride my bike 4 times a week for 40 minutes. そして私がまあこういうふうな野菜をたくさん食べる。だからまあ野菜を食べてはいかないから食べる。とかまあ運動しないといけない。週に4回ぐらい自転車を乗ります。と決めて、まあ週に4回40分ずつに乗ることがありました。And so I've been able to follow through with it for a while, but eventually I go back to my old ways. そしてまあしばらくはそういうふうにまあできることがあったんですけど、しばらく経ったらまた前のように戻ることがありました。Has anybody else had an experience like that? そういう経験はあるでしょうか? Yeah, a few people have. A few people have. You think this is what I should do, and you can do it for a little while, but then you kind of run out of steam. You run out of that willpower to force yourself to do it. そしてまあしばらくはできるけど、まあしばらく経ったら自分がこういうふうにまあしないといけない。ということはちょっとやりがいがなくなることがあります。So, thanks to my wife, I have learned to eat more healthfully. まあ、妻のおかげでもっと健康的な食べ物を食べることができました。However, that's not because I think, oh, I should eat more healthy, but rather because I've come to understand food in a different way. しかし、それは、まあ、これは食べないといけない。ということではなくて、食べ物についての考え方が変えたことがありました。So, I still, of course, enjoy delicious food, but I've come to appreciate the fact that food is, perhaps more importantly, a nourishment for my body, that I need to nourish my body through food. そして、体が健康のために食べる。食べ物は体の健康のために食べるものだと分かるようになりました。And so the goal of eating changed a little bit. して食べるための、その目的がちょっと変えたんです。Not just to have fun, not just to eat things that taste good, but also to feel good and to be healthy. して楽しむ、美味しいものを楽しむだけじゃなくて、まあ、健康で元気に生きられるために、ちょっと食べ物の考え方が変えました。So now, since my way of thinking about food has changed, I find that I'm most satisfied if I have a meal that's well balanced with some carbs, some protein, fruits and vegetables. I find that that's a most satisfying meal. そしてこういう考え方が変えたら、満足する食べ物が、まあ、肉も入ってる、野菜も入ってる、まあ、いろいろなタンパク質とかいろいろなバランスよく取れたものを食べるようになりました。Although I have to admit that I still enjoy a big fat burrito from time to time. で、まあ、たまに、まあ、大きなブリトが美味しいと思います。So when you understand the Dharma of the Buddha, your mind gradually changes or suddenly changes.で心仏様の死を理解したら考え方が変えていくということです。Shinran, the founder of our Jodo Shinshu Buddhist tradition, said that the most important thing you can do to improve your life is to listen.
親鸞聖人が教えたのは人生をまあ良くしたいと思ってたら最も大事なことは聞くということですね。
Listening to the Dharma, 仏法を聞く。And listening to the teachers that you have all around you in your life.
そして人生の終わりにいろいろ教えてくれる人に聞くことができます。
So those teachers could be your parents, your friends, your coworkers, or even your pets.
そしてその、まあ、先生というのは親であっても、まあ、学校の先生であっても友達であっても、まあ、仕事の同僚であっても、まあ、ペットでも可能ですね。
If you sincerely hope to find lasting peace and happiness, listening must lead to a deeper understanding. So you have to listen to what people say, but you have to let that change your way of thinking.
本当に幸せになりたいなら、まず人が言う話を聞く。けど、真実のこと、本当のことを聞いたら、自分の考え方を変えないといけない。 And that deeper understanding to change your way of thinking should also be reflected in your actions and your words.
そして、人生が変えるというのは、ものを聞いて理解する。そして理解したことによって行いと話し方が変えることが大事ですね。
So listening to the Dharma is not about learning a list of things that you should do in order to be happy.
仏法を聞くのは、この一つのリストを覚えて、そのリスト通りに行けば幸せになるということではないです。
The changes that come from your life, come into your life from truly listening to the Dharma are not a set of things that you have to do in order to become enlightened.
仏法を聞いて人生が変えるというのは、まあこういうことをしたら悟りを開くとかということじゃないです。
They're the benefits of peace and happiness that come from a mind that is settled in what is true and what is real.
これは心が真実であること、誠のことを把握した心の安心感でございます。
And that's the meaning of the words 南無阿弥陀仏。
これは南無阿弥陀仏の言葉の意味です。
I have heard the teaching of the Buddha.
仏様の教えを聞きました。
I have understood what these teachings mean for my own life.
この教えは私の人生にとってどういう意味を持っていることを理解できました。
And I'm grateful that my life has been changed for the better.
そして私の人生が良くなったことの幸せを表す言葉です。
Please join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無